Professional sports teams from several leagues have taken a dramatic step to raise awareness about racial injustice. In an unprecedented move, the Milwaukee Bucks decided not to play Game 5 of their first round of the playoff series. Three other NBA games were also called off, and teams from the WNBA, Major League Baseball, and Major League Soccer followed suit. Let's bring in Howard Bryant, senior writer for ESPN. And Howard, you've been covering sports for a while. How would you characterize this moment?
Well, I think it's a remarkable moment. I think that especially in the case of the NBA, it just takes a tiny bit of a history lesson. Let's not forget that 6 years ago, when the NBA had the Donald Sterling affair with the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, the players threatened to boycott the playoffs if he was not removed as an owner. And it took some diplomacy from the new commissioner, Adam Silver. And the players went up to the line, but they did not cross it. And they ended up playing, and the games resumed. And then Colin Kaepernick took a knee. The basketball still went on. And you get to George Floyd, and there were many players before the restart that thought that maybe what was happening in the country was more important than resuming, and the basketball felt irrelevant, and yet the players still played. What happened yesterday was different. Yesterday seemed to be the breaking point for these athletes who had decided in unison that they weren't going to play. And in addition, you had other sports follow. Naomi Osaka, the great tennis player, she withdrew from the Western and Southern Open. And baseball, of all sports, it's only 7.7% black baseball players decided that they weren't going to play. The Dodgers, the Mariners, the Cincinnati Reds, Milwaukee Brewers, all they didn't play.
But I think what I'm hearing from you is that it's sort of a culmination. We can't look at all of these incidents as separate. They're kind of building on each other. This really gets to what you've been writing about. You said the player voice was heard so powerfully that for the first time in the sport's history, it toppled an owner. Explain what you mean by that.
The players have always been treated as chattel in so many ways, even though they are paid and they're paid enormous sums of money. Sports is an incredibly paternalistic place. And when the players begin to exercise their voices, normally they're shouted down by the public, they're ignored by ownership. And in this case, when we're talking about things from the social justice area, we've seen what has happened to Tommy Smith and John Carlos, and we saw what happened to Muhammad Ali years ago. We saw what happened to Colin Kaepernick. And in the case of the Clippers in 2014, they threatened and management listened. And this year, we've seen players make demands. We've seen players make their voices heard. And instead of being shouted down by the powers that be, they've had to listen. The players are also saying something else to the public. They're saying that these issues are important enough for you to pay attention to without being distracted by me. I'm not willing to contribute to the distraction.
Yeah, that is really interesting. You know, something else, there's a lot of debate on the language used to describe these actions by the players. Is it a strike? Is it a boycott?
Is it neither?
Is that a distraction?
I think it
depends. Is it neither?
Well, yeah. I think that language is extremely important, right? Is it a strike? No, it's not necessarily a strike because the players aren't demanding labor concessions. Is it a boycott? Not really, because normally when you boycott something, you're boycotting an outside entity. You're boycotting something that you're not a part of. So it's sort of in between. I think the way that I tried to couch it was simply to say that the players decided not to play as a form of protest.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is really in an interesting position right now. How do you think he'll proceed?
It's an interesting position, and in some ways it's a completely uncomplicated one. It's interesting because the history of the sport and the history of all professional sports in America has been to always keep labor in its place. Especially if this were the NFL, you would see a much more draconian approach. But on the other hand, it's not very complicated because ever since George Floyd was killed in May, all of these sports have and all of these corporations have said that Black Lives Matter. They've said that they're in support. They've said that things have to change. Well, I can't think of a more appropriate time to back that up than right now. There was a movement before this, and I think that conversation is now being revived.
Howard Bryant is a senior writer for ESPN. Thank you so much, Howard.
No, my pleasure.